everybody, and happy Wednesday to all you fine folks out there in Radioland. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from pleasant Daytona Beach, Florida, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we bring you game two of a six-game series, with first pitch set for 6:35, a little under 10 minutes from now. Just a gorgeous night for a ball game. Cloudless sky, 72 degrees, no chance of rain. Nice and sunny out there for the boys tonight as they get set to tangle for game two. Game one went about as swimmingly for the Mets as possible. They won 4-0 to extend their winning streak to four games, something that they did not accomplish at all last season. And after starting the season 4-8, the Mets are now back to 500 at 8-8. Daytona is also 8-8. The two teams are 2-2 against each other. So it is about dead even 16 games into this young season. Well, this Mets four-game winning streak has also helped them keep pace in the FSL East Division. They really haven't made up a lot of ground, but they haven't lost any either. Jupiter and Palm Beach are currently 10-6, tied for first. Daytona and the Mets 8-8, only two games back in third slash last, whichever way you want to look at it. We'll be positive and say third. Over in the West Division, Clearwater is 11-5, one game up on Lakeland, which is 10-6, two games up on Dunedin. The Blue Jays are 9-7, Fort Myers 7-9, four back, Tampa 4-12, seven back, and Bradenton 3-13, eight back. So all told, you have seven teams out of 10 in the Florida State League who are all within two games of first place, 16 games into the 66-game first half. So it's been an exciting start to the 2024 season. Tight races to this point. No clear leader yet in either division. Other games around the Florida State League today. Dunedin at Jupiter at 6:30. Jupiter up 1-0 in that series. Lakeland at Tampa at 6:30. Lakeland won yesterday's opener. Bradenton at Clearwater at 6:30. Clearwater leads that series 1-0. And Palm Beach is at Fort Myers at 7:05. Fort Myers leads that series 1-0. Fort Myers won on a walk-off with two outs in the ninth yesterday, 1-0 over the Cardinals. That helped everybody else in the East Division out. And once again, first pitch here at the Jack, as it's known, is set for 6:35. We'll take a short break. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll bring you the starting pitching matchup and the lineups. That should lead us to the national anthem and first pitch on this sunny Wednesday in Daytona Beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We're about 5 or 6 minutes away from first pitch in game two of the series. It's also the fifth of 27 scheduled games between these two teams. Again, the season series tied 2-2. The Mets lead the current series 1-0. Daytona only has a +1 run differential in the season series through the first four games. So it is neck and neck. As Daytona won 2 of 3 from the Mets to start the season, and the Mets won yesterday's opener. Let's meet the starting pitchers. We'll begin with the Mets' Wyatt Hudepohl. Right-hander, big guy, 6'4", 220, 22 years old. Picked in the fourth round by the New York Mets last year out of UNC Charlotte. This will be his fourth game and his third start. He's only logged 7 2/3 innings. He has struck out 12. His best performance of the season came on day two of the season against Daytona. He pitched three shutout innings with one walk and six strikeouts, so maybe he can do that again tonight up in Daytona. The hard act to follow yesterday with Jack Weninger, six innings, one-hit shutout ball, and no walks with 10 strikeouts, and that Mets 4-0 victory. For Daytona, it'll be Jose Montero, a 21-year-old right-hander from Puerto Cabello in Venezuela, 6'2", 180 pounds. This will be his fourth game in his second start. He has 12 innings under his belt this year, 14 strikeouts. Montero did not appear, or he did appear in that first series against the Mets out of the bullpen, and he was really good. Four innings of shutout ball, two walks and four strikeouts to get the win on a Saturday night. That was a 2-2 game late until Daytona broke through with a 6-2 victory. So good-looking pitching matchup, just like last night, Hudepohl versus Montero. Managers meeting at home plate right now with the umpires. We have home plate umpire Cameron Jones, base umpire Richie Arredondo had a good strike zone last night. A reminder, in this old-school ballpark, no automated ball strike system. The umpires calling their own balls and strikes, no challenge system. Baseball the way it used to be. Managers, Nicari De La Cruz for the Mets in his first year at the helm of the Mets, and Julio Murillo, second-year manager for the Tortugas. Let's take a look at the lineups. We'll begin with the visiting Mets. Jeffrey De Los Santos on MILB rehab assignment is going to lead off and play right field. He played left yesterday, went 1-for-5, singled on the first pitch of the game, but struck out looking his last three times up. Colin Houk saw the end of his three-game hitting streak yesterday, but did get on base. He bats second and plays short. Jesus Baez, a hit and a walk yesterday, bats third. He plays third. Ronald Hernandez, who doubled, singled, and scored twice yesterday, bats cleanup. Nick Morabito hits fifth, likes hitting here in Daytona. It is first home run as a St. Lucie Met here. Had three hits yesterday to lead all hitters. Vincent Perozzo bats sixth. Chris Suero seventh. Johairo Cuevas eighth. Diego Mosquera ninth. For the Tortugas, Malvin Valdez, Ricardo Cabrera, Dominic Patelli, the top three. Alfredo Duno, Ariel Amonte, E. Smith Pineda, the middle three. Johnny Escaño, Yasiel Pina, Jack Moss, the bottom of the order. Tortugas have taken the field. It's time for the national anthem. We will pause that, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch in game two between the Mets and the Tortugas. Oh, wow, an acoustic guitar. Very nice. What a nice changeup that is. Beautifully done for the national anthem by that young lady. And now it's go time for the Mets and the Tortugas. Game two of a six-game series. Game five out of 27 they'll play this year. Series is led 1-0 by the Mets after yesterday's 4-0 victory. Season series tied 2-2. Daytona's only scored one more run than the Mets through the first four games that they've played this year. It's close to dead even in 2024 for the Mets and the Tortugas. Both teams have an 8-8 record, two games out of first place behind the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium teams. Tortugas throwing the ball around the diamond right now on this sunny, gorgeous Wednesday evening. They are in their lime green jersey tops. The Tortugas in white and blue across the front, green numbers on the back, the baby blue hat with the Daytona D. Mets in their road gray jerseys with St. Lucie script in blue across the front, blue numbers trimmed in orange on the back. Mets this year in the road grays are 2-3. Crowd still filing in here. Yesterday we had over 1,500 people announced in the ballpark for Silver Sluggers night. Wednesday, usually a quieter day around the Florida State League, but it looks like we have a nice audience on hand. Should get better as the week goes on, especially given the weather. It's Jeep Beach Week here in Daytona. They've advertised it all over town. I only almost got run over twice today. That's about a little less than yesterday. I was only here half a day, so maybe marginally improved. But certainly a festive atmosphere here in Daytona Beach as Jeffrey De Los Santos strolls into the batter's box to lead things off for St. Lucie. Daytona pitcher Jose Montero's ready. Home plate, Cameron Jones signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It's taken for ball one, and we're underway. First pitch, 6:36. It's 72 degrees and crystal clear at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As De Los Santos pops one out of play left side. One ball, one strike. De Los Santos on minor league rehab assignment. 1-for-5 yesterday. The only hitter in the game who got 5 plate appearances. Went 1-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, a couple of hard hit balls, a single in the first pitch of the game. Waits on a 2-1 pitch and rockets this ball into center field, carrying on Valdez. He's going back. He reaches up. It's over his head and off the wall. De Los Santos is going to cruise into second base. Wide turn will go back with the leadoff double. Just did get over the head of Valdez out there in center field, bouncing off the artificial surface on the warning track. Stayed in the ballpark, but De Los Santos does one better today than he did yesterday. Double as opposed to a single. The Mets are off and running. Jeffrey De Los Santos in scoring position. And Colin Houck is at the dish, looking for his first hit of the series. Montero looks back and throws home and misses for ball one. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. Houck only hitting 167 on the year. Did get on base yesterday. Waits on the pitch. And he grounds it into left field for a base hit. De Los Santos is going to get the stop sign at third as the throw comes in from left, Pineda. The Mets are set up with runners at the corners. That ball was ripped by Houck. De Los Santos, for some reason, held up at second base, but he was going to be stopped regardless. Well, at the corners with nobody out, and one of the best RBI men in the league, Jesus Baez, is coming up. Baez tied for second in the league with 12 RBI. He's got a chance at number 13 right here. Montero first pitch, and it's cut on and foul tipped for strike one. Jose Montero, just 20 years old from the country of Venezuela. 4 scoreless innings at Clover Park in his first game of the year, day 2 of the season. This ball is chopped foul off the plate, bouncing out towards the Daytona dugout on the third base side. And it's nothing and 2 on Baez. That scored 4 runs yesterday, all driven in by Chris Suero. Trying to take another early lead. 0-2 pitch, and it's cut on and foul tip for strike 3. And Baez dispatched on 3 pitches. Can't get the runner in from third. And I'll leave it to Ronald Hernandez, the switch-hitting catcher, who had one of his better days swinging the bat of the season yesterday. Went 2-for-4, a single and a double. Both times he got on, he scored. First pitch, It's grounded into second base. Could be to the flip to second for one. On to first. Double play. Mascagno to Patelli to Pino. And the inning is over. Mets set up with runners at the corners. Strikeout, double play. Squander a chance to take the first inning lead. No score as Wyatt Hudepohl comes out to make his start after these messages.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
After the Mets do not score in the top of the first, the golden opportunity, Wyatt Hudepohl comes out of the dugout, ready to make this start, trying to piggyback off that excellent outing by Jack Weininger yesterday. Weininger, 6 one-hit shutout innings, no walks, and 10 punch-outs. Face Malvin Valdez, added from the injured list yesterday, didn't play. Valdez fouls off the first pitch he sees, a fastball for strike one. So Hudepohl was really good on opening his first game of the season. Game two starter, 3 shutout innings against these Tortugas. This ball is fouled away at the plate. But his last two outings, not quite as good. Inning and two-thirds, 4 hits, 2 runs against Jupiter. 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs against Tampa with 3 walks. See if he can round back into form against a familiar opponent. Valdez, a right-handed hitter with an open stance, chops one to third. Baez has to charge. He's got to go fast. The throw in time. Barely. By half a step. One away. Fans boo. It was the right call. Baez has a cannon. He initially waited on that chopper, then sped in. He was not quick to release it, but fast enough. Ricardo Cabrera next. Hudepohl, first pitch, up high. A reminder that Jackie Robinson Ballpark, all artificial turf except for the home plate circle and the mound. Everything else, fake grass. Pop up right field towards De Los Santos. He's underneath, and he's got out number two. Two up, two down for Hudepohl as Cabrera's retired. I mean, the base paths, the infield, the outfield, even the warning tracks are all artificial here. The field turf, that was installed in 2019. It was nice and spongy and fresh back then. Over the years, taking a beating, the sun and the rain and all the play, it's pretty matted down. You get true bounces as an infielder, and it's hot. Comes in hot. Literally and figuratively, it's hot. So a chopper to third might bide the infielder an extra second. And that paid off for Baez against Valdez. Patelli is up. He takes a ball and then strikes one foul out towards Daytona's bullpen. Well, Patelli was initially batting seventh tonight. Then the late lineup change for the Tortugas as Jackson Miller was supposed to bat third, was scratched.
Locatelli back up in the order. Waits on a 1-1 pitch from Hudepohl. Gets a breaking ball by him. Good pitch for strike two. Locatelli, one of the best hitters in the league. But yesterday, 0-for-4, three strikeouts and a double play ball. Now, the double play ball was absolutely a rocket. Caught in right field as the Mets doubled off the runner. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Locatelli goes down for the fourth time in the series on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Hudepohl. Mets have now logged 10 scoreless innings on the mound this series. No score after one.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Just like yesterday, no score after one. We breezed through yesterday. It was scoreless through three. Ball game zipped along. Good pitching. We expect that this series. Daytona's a light hitting team. Mets, when they throw strikes, do really well. Mets bats can go long stretches of silence. Daytona's the best pitching team in the league. Might have a game or two that gets wild, and it was a quiet start yesterday. Nick Morabito takes a ball, then a strike. Now, Nick had the best game of any hitter yesterday with three hits. He's second in the league and on base, second in batting average, third in OPS. He's third in total hits. So he takes the 1-1 pitch for a strike, and he will use his timeout. Just tuning in, Mets started this game with a double and a single. Runners at the corners, no outs. Three and four hitters looming. And Baez struck out on three pitches. Hernandez bounced into a double play, and Montero escaped without allowing a run. This pitch is in the dirt. And given that Daytona has not scored now in 10 innings in the series, boy, the Mets could have put some early pressure on to run that first inning. Two-two pitch, and Morabito checks his swing on appeal. Did not go, says Richie Arredondo, and it's a full count. Alfredo Tuno asked for the appeal. Didn't seem particularly close. 3-2 from Montero, and it's grounded foul. Over towards the Daytona dugout. We'll do it again. Morabito hitting 365. 492 on base percentage. 3-2. Inside, nearly hit him. He'll take ball four. And on base percentage ticks up further, closer to 500. And he's fast. Fast man aboard. Now look, Daytona is the best team by far in the league at throwing out base runners. The Mets ran themselves into outs in the innings three times yesterday. But they stole three bases. Daytona's only allowed 10 stolen bases all year. Morabito had two of those steals. Pitches up and away. Ball one on Perozzo. Do know the catcher eyeballing Morabito the whole way, and he looks over into Daytona's dugout. Montero peeks over as well. It's a short lead. Doesn't go, and ball is grounded by Perozov himself. Now, Connor Burns, the catcher yesterday, he's got the cannon. So, Mets don't have to worry about him throwing out base runners. Maybe they'll test their luck against Duno. Perozo taps one back to the mound. Montero gets it, throws to second, on to first, double play again. Montero reached as far as he could, back across his body, and got the ball into his mitt. Otherwise, no chance for a double play. It was hit too slow. A 1-6-3. Double play, back-to-back innings. Mets have hit the double plays. Just like that, two outs, bases empty, and Chris Suero can't do damage. Yesterday, Suero drove in all four runs in the game. Two-run double, a two-run single. And he takes ball one inside of fastballs. If you're the Tortugas, you circle Suero and say, all right, let's not let him come to the plate with runners all over the place. And mission accomplished this inning. 1-0 pitch, and he slugs this one down the left field line, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Kicks around down there, dug out by Pineda. Easy double by Suero, who continues to swing a hot bat. His second double is in as many days. And fortunately for the Tortugas, unfortunately for the Mets, nobody was on base to score. And Suero really starting to come on here. That's his fourth double of the year. He's already got a triple and a home run as well. Came in hitting 286. When you slide a guy like that into the bottom of the order, it really helps the entire lineup. Now the eight hitter in Cuevas, who had a hit yesterday. Boy, the Mets, they're getting base runners, aren't they? Half the guys have got on against Montero, but the double play balls have wiped out good chances. De Los Santos a double, Hauk a single, Morabito a walk, Suero a double. That's more than half the guys getting on base. Two outs, no score. Cuevas just swung at a pitch out of the zone for strike one. Montero delivers, and it's grounded back to him. He tips it, but it's out to the shortstop. The throw is good by Patelli. The inning is over. I believe that's going to be a 1-6-3 putout. No runs for the Mets. One hit, one walk, no errors, one stranded. We will go to the bottom of the second. No score. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a gorgeous Wednesday in Daytona Beach, Florida, right off the Halifax River, only a mile or two from the Atlantic Ocean. White Hudepohl, easy 1-2-3 start. He begins the second and throws a pitch too high to Duno. Hudepohl, only 9 pitches in that first inning. Duno, Almonte, and Ismith Pineda, scheduled hitters for the Tortugas. Fastball, that'll wrap in for a strike. Duno, just 18 years old. Catcher by trade yesterday as the DH, went 0-for-3. He used to be in Daytona all season that age. Takes one lope. There's quite a few promising prospects on this Tortuga team, but a lot of young guys could be here all year. This ball is hit a mile high into left. Cuevas is going to watch it go. A long, long home run for Alfredo Duno, who's flapping his arms as he rounds second base. Daytona has its first run of the series. It's 1-0 Tortugas. That came off that at 107 miles per hour. And it went so high, the distance couldn't even be tracked. But it looked like it went over the batting cages beyond the left field wall. That was a big boy home run for Alfredo Duno. And that just the third home run of the series hit against the Mets, all by Daytona. Ariel Amonte up now. He takes strike one. This ball is driven deep to right. Chasing back De Los Santos. That's gone. Back-to-back home runs for the Tortugas as Almonte hits a line drive out of the park. 110 off the bat, 398 feet. Wow. Mets have only given up two home runs all year. Give up two home runs to consecutive batters. Wyatt Hudepohl taking the brunt of this. Shock to the system for the Tortugas offense. Nisbeth Pineda is up now. What will he do? He took a big cut but missed on the breaking ball. Hudepohl looking to settle down after the back-to-back homers. Pitch on the corner for a strike at 92. Two pitch, slider down and away. Well, in the second inning of the season, Connor Burns hit a mammoth three-run homer high off the batter's eye at Clover Park. The 1-2 pitch is grounded in the hole at short. Diving attempt by Houck. It tips off his glove going out towards the line. It'll be a base hit for Pineda. Three straight hits by Daytona. They've already surpassed their hit total from last night. So Burns hit that one in the second inning of the season. Johnny Ascanio hit a home run with two outs and two strikes in the top of the ninth in the game three of the season against the Mets, Brett Banks. And the Mets had not surrendered a home run since. That's a remarkable streak. 12 games in a row without a home run. But it has come to a crashing end. Speaking of Ascanio, he's the batter now. Brief visit with Perozzo and Hudepohl. Runner goes, pitches grounded to first. Suero's going to step on the bag for out number one. And because the runner went, no double play ball. Pineda up to second base. One down. Yasiel Pino coming up. Hudepohl from the stretch. Pitches lined out towards center. It's a base hit. Late break from Pineda. He's going to get waved in. Here's the throw to the plate. It goes off the mitt of Suero and gets away. Perozzo has to run to it and slide for it. Way off to his left. It's going to be an RBI for Pino as Pineda scores. And it's 3-0. Well, Nesmith Pineda, a terrible break from second base. The aggressive wave in from his manager, Murillo. That throw from Morabito was coming in to Suero, but Suero didn't see it all the way into his mitt. Went off of his mitt, deflected out off the side of the plate. Home plate circle, and now Jordan Krause, the pitching coach, is coming to the mound for a visit. Looks like that's going to be an RBI hit for Pino, and he advances to second on the throw home. I don't know if that's going to be an error or not. I think he was already up to second as that throw was coming in. The entire defense in, a quick meeting. It's already over with. Well, the Tortugas. This is baseball in a nutshell, folks. Shut out yesterday with two hits. They go down 1-2-3 on 9 pitches in the first inning today. And all of a sudden, they're batting like the big red machine in the 70s. 4 hits, 2 home runs, 3 total runs in this inning. And that ball is flown into left center field by Moss. Morabito backing up, makes the catch for out number 2. Running to third base is Pino. Tags up, 90 feet away now. And the lineup turns over back to the top, and Valdez. Pino has been credited with an RBI double. I'm saying he was running the whole way. Valdez 0-for-1 at the ground out. Hudepohl's first pitch to him, breaking ball. Cross the letters for strike 1. 3-0 Tortugas, 2 outs, runner at third in the bottom of the second. Oh, 1 pitch, swings and misses at another breaking ball out of the zone. That's maybe the key for Hudepohl. See if he can't get some swings and misses on off-speed pitches out of the strike zone. O-2 pitch. In the dirt, good block by Perozzo. That runner at third base. Can't let one escape now. Been a long inning for Hudepohl. Nobody warming up in the Mets bullpen. He set the pitch. Foul back. The elevated fastball at 93. Hudepohl from the stretch. Deep exhale after a long look in. 1-2 on the way, and it's grounded foul. Malvin Valdez proving to be a tough out. And Valdez was activated off the IL yesterday. In the dirt, another good block by Perozzo. He asked for an appeal, did not swing. Worth the shot. No harm in trying. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hudepohl looking in. Pitch clock winding down to 3. He gets it off with a second left. It's in the dirt again. Another good block by Perozzo. So a couple of free swings to start the plate appearance. Valdez tightening up. She mentioned that the home run by Duno was his second. Almonte's home run, his 4th of the year. Swung on and missed. Struck him out on the changeup. And the inning is over. But what a big inning it was for the Tortugas, making up for lost time. They scored 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 homers, a double mixed in there. And the Mets are in the early 3-0 hole after 2.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, as the Mets look to dig themselves out of a hole. It'll be Mosquera, De Los Santos, and Houck against Jose Montero. That's down 3-0, and Mosquera, the nine-hitter, takes ball one. Mosquera has found a nice home in that nine spot. Yesterday on base twice, almost like a second leadoff hitter. He has batted leadoff this season, and then he gets hit. Mets have threatened. Here in the first two innings, they have three hits, two doubles, a walk, but two double play balls have killed their chances scoring runs inside on ball three. Montero's pitch taken for a strike, 3-1. Montero delivers, swung on and missed. Full count. Payoff pitch. Spoiled foul, deep out to right. Off the roof of the clubhouse. Payoff pitch again. Popped up on the infield. Calling for it, Patelli. He's got it. In the shallow outfield. So Montero rallies from 3-0 to get the nine-hitter. And he has now faced the Mets one time through. Held them off the board with the help of his defense. And we'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos again, who doubled to start the game, got to third with nobody out, couldn't score. First pitch, ground ball to second. Waiting on it, Ascanio on to first, two down. So maybe Montero settling in as he's been provided some run support. Colin Houck will come up. Colin, strong base hit in the first inning. First pitch to him. Pitch low for ball one. Mets won yesterday 4-0. Took the lead in the fourth inning. Never looked back. This pitch called strike. Mets led right out of the gate 8-0 through two innings on Sunday. So they've been playing with the lead previous two games, something they haven't done a lot of this year. As Houck takes one down and in. They've been trailing or tied, it feels like, the majority of the time. Of course, three of their eight wins have been ninth-inning comebacks. 2-1 pitch, and Houck will take it low for ball three. So still early in this one, trailing 3-0. Familiar spot. No panic yet. No panic ever in game 17 out of 132. 3-1 pitch. Houck will take inside ball four. A no clean inning for Montero. Houck, even though the batting average only 167, on base clip was 313. His ability to get on base with the walk. He's on twice tonight. Jesus Baez at the plate. And he will take a ball outside. Ooh, correction, a strike. Mets don't have a ton of pop as a team, or if they do, they haven't showed it yet. They themselves have only hit 3 home runs all year. And Baez has one of those. Maybe the Mets be inspired as this ball is struck into center field, rerouting and dropping it is Valdez. Houck's going to be waved in. Here comes the relay throw, and it'll be cut off, and the Mets get a free run on the drop by Malvin Valdez in center. Houck scores. It's 3-1 Daytona. A gift. Valdez, he didn't take a great route to that ball. It was well struck, and it kept tailing on him. He overran it, and he tried to jump up at the last second. Went right off of his glove. And Houck, of course, running on contact, 2 outs, and is able to score with ease. This should be an E8. The inning will continue. And Ronald Hernandez will bat. And he takes a ball low. Baez ends up on second base. No RBI for him. But a hit here. All of a sudden, the Mets would be down just 1. Hernandez hit into the double play in the first inning. Montero looks back to second. Pitch home. Down and in for ball 2. Montero trying to shake off that drop. High for ball 3. Always interesting to see how a pitcher does when out number 3 should be secure in the books and he should be back in the dugout. Some shake it off quicker than others. 3-0 pitch. Oh, big cut from Hernandez. Tried to tie the game with the homer. Right over the top for strike 1. Baez taking his lead off of second base. Montero, 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's a full count. And a look of frustration by Hernandez as he knows he likely chased ball 4. One thing we know about Ronald, he likes taking his free passes. He's got 15 on the year. By far and away the team leader. Full count. Montero, a long look back to second, the payoff pitch, and it swung on and missed. Now, twice in that inning, he fell behind 3-0 and rallied back to get the hitter. The Mets, though, a freebie run on the drop by Valdez in center field. They'll take it. It's a 3-1 ball game halfway through the third.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
It's a 3-1 game. Daytona leads in the bottom of the third. It will be Cabrera, Patelli, and then Duno. Wyatt Hudepohl, 9-pitch first inning. Only 21 pitches in that three-run second. And Daytona was putting the ball in play. There's a big swing and a miss from Cabrera. Pitch at 82 miles per hour. Cabrera 0-for-1 at the flyout. Hudepohl looking to shake off that rocky second. Throws this one outside. 1-1. The pitch is popped up into left field. Cuevas jogging in, circling around, puts it away for out number one. We do have a wind coming off the ocean tonight, blowing from right field across to left. So all those balls hit way up high. Outfielders will have to navigate. Sun setting in the west over the third base side, right over the Main Street buildings. Out to the left of the stadium, casting shadows across the diamond. Those shadows soon to be crossing home plate for the hitters to deal with as Patelli takes ball one. And then he swings through a pitch of 84. Ball and a strike. A bunt, but foul. Lands right between the feet of the catcher, Perozzo. Mets defense today. Perozzo doing the catching. Baez and Houck on the left side. Mosquera at second. Suero at first. Cuevas, Morbido, De Los Santos outfield left to right. A 1-2 pitch. Struck him out. Pitch at 84. Ooh, naughty words said by Dominic Patelli. Jonah Tong style. I tease. Two outs. Apologies to the women and children out there. And here's Duno. Yeah, the perils of the crowd, Mike, being right on top of home plate. Oh, here's a rocket shot for a base hit by Duno. He's red hot. One hopper through the infield. Not quite as impressive as his 41-degree launch angle home run over everything. 18-year-old catcher, 2-for-2. And it's a streak of 4 in a row, retired by Hudepohl. The inning will continue for Almonte with that home run in the second. Pitch is in the dirt. I think we calculated between innings, 116 straight innings by the Mets pitching without allowing a home run. Daytona spoiled that with back-to-back shots in the second from Duno and Almonte. One-oh pitch. Fouled away. Ooh, that caught Perozzo. Fouled off, and Perozzo caught him somewhere on the arm, and he's in some discomfort. And he'll shake it off. Cam Jones, the home plate umpire, walks the ball out all the way to the mound. He does that. A reminder, fans, that this is radio only all week from Daytona Beach, Florida. They're working on the Bally Live MILB TV side of things. Maybe they'll have it by the end of the week, but hopefully at least by the time we come back here next time, which I don't even know when that is. We're coming back twice more. I think July. Back to action. 1-1 pitch outside. Three-one Daytona, two outs, runner on first in the home third. Pitch home is off of Hudepohl, hit him in the backside. It goes out to Baez, who picks it up. No throw, throws back to second, and they have Duno in a rundown. Hudepohl is gonna get in there, and it's caught by Baez, and he's tagged out. And now we will focus on Hudepohl, who I think is okay. He's limping as he walks back to the dugout. He is struck by the comebacker on a line, maybe in the leg. It deflects out to Baez, who has no play at first, throws back to second as, for some reason, Duno rounded the base. And then Mosquera ran him down, dumped it off to Baez. Hudepohl is running interference on the bases as well. and the inning is over. We'll find out if Hudepohl is okay, as that ball was hit 109 off the bat, right back at it. Going to the fourth, Mets down two.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Fourth inning. Mets down 3-1. First pitch to Nick Morabito. Skips in. Strange play to end the third. It looks like Hudepohl's okay. So I'm walking around moments ago in the dugout. Adam Defree, the trainer, on the top rail looking out the fields. So I believe Hudepohl's going to be okay to continue. And it caught him, I think, in the fleshy part of the leg, but a 109 off any body part can't feel very good. So go back to that play. Almonte is credited with the single. And then the out at second base, pitcher to third baseman to second baseman, back to the third baseman. You know what's crazy about that is Hudepohl was asking for the ball to come back to him on the pickle. And I think Duno was trying to run around him. The ball got to Baez instead. So he stayed engaged, as painful as it was. Morabito check swing on a peel. Did he go? No. I think they say that's a foul tip. And here's Julio Mario. It sounded like it hit the bat and then the glove. And Morabito, I'm surprised that Duno, the catcher, asked for the appeal. I thought Morabito's saying it hit me in the wrist. And trying to signal that to the first base umpire in the Mets dugout. Morabito saying, hit me on the hand. I didn't see that. I thought it was a check swing and maybe he made contact with the ball and it was foul tipped. I don't know what Nick's pointing to his hand for. The pitch was outside corner of the plate. Umpires are in discussion halfway down the first base line. I think Daytona believes that's a foul tip. But if it is, I don't know why Duno appealed it to first. Julio Murillo, the manager, sitting off to the right of the dugout, out for the discussion. And I think they're going to stick with, oh boy. Now Cameron Jones is looking for somebody from the Mets to talk to, which means it's going to go against St. Lucie. And he's walking towards Yuki down the third base line. I believe they're going to call this a foul tip, which I don't think is wrong. Instead of a ball. Unless Morabito was saying the bat hit the glove for catcher's interference. So Yuki's doing a lot of talking right now. Cameron Jones, the home plate umpire, just listening. And Yuki's got his hand on his chin. This is an awful lot of discussion for a check swing that maybe was foul tipped into the mitt or not. Not even two are there two strikes? There were two strikes. So this would be an out then if it's ruled a foul tip. Morabito standing off to the side of home plate waiting. Meanwhile, Montero, the pitcher, is throwing. And Yuki now trying to explain his side of things. A head shake from the umpire Jones. And Yuki with the head shake as well. It's not liking what he's hearing, apparently. Yuki now being more emphatic with the head shake. And if you're the umpire, you gotta make a decision. Foul tip, strike three. That's the signal after they break up the meeting. Look, I'm not gonna say that that's the wrong call. I thought I heard a click and a click. Ball off bat into the mitt. So it will be strike three on Morabito. Again, strange that as soon as that pitch hit the mitt, the catcher appealed to first base on a check swing. It didn't try to say it was a foul tip. So we resume play with Perozzo taking a ball outside. It's the first out of the inning. Perozzo swings late on a fastball. And Perozzo hit into a double play last time. It's been a tough series for him early on. Three strikeouts and a double play ball this week. Late on this fastball. He's coming off a really good series against Tampa. Got a hit in every game he played. And the game-winning ball in play on Saturday night. Walk-off in the ninth. Montero with the 1-2 pitch. And it's down and away. 2-2. Daytona leads 3-1. One out, nobody on base in the top of the fourth. Montero into the wind. It's a ground ball out to second base. Ascanio scoops, throws across his body. Good throw. And Perozzo is out by about 5 feet. Two up, two down in the Mets' half of the fourth. And once again, Chris Suero will come to the plate with nobody on to do damage against. He's got three hits in the series, two doubles, including one tonight. Takes a deep breath and enters the batter's box. Montero delivers. Ground ball to short. Patelli charges, sets his feet, makes a high throw, but it's caught by Pino in the nick of time. A breezy 1-2-3 inning for Montero, his best inning so far. He's given up one unearned run through four. Daytona coming to the plate next, up two.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Bottom of the fourth. Tortuga's leading game two of a six-game series, 3-1. The series, the Mets lead 1-0. Mets, if they can win this game, would get over 500 for just the second time this year. They won opening night to go 1-0. They didn't get above 500 one time last season. And I don't think they got to 500 at one point last season. They come in today 8-8, same as the Tortugas. Neesmith Pineda takes a ball and then fouls one back. Wyatt Hudepohl out for inning number four, trying to make the second inning just a speed bump. A A 1-2-3 first, three runs in the second. And then he gets through the third inning. Glad to see Zoke after being hit by the comebacker. There's a strike call. Boy, pitchers beware. Yesterday, some sharp balls coming back to the mound. And one caught on a chicken wing style by Brian Edgington, the Daytona starter. Pinched between his elbow and his rib cage. And Jonah Herney yesterday for Daytona snagged one over his head at 100 miles an hour. 2-2 on Pineda. And he takes high for ball three. Pineda a single and a run in the first. Huda pulled the payoff pitch. Too high. Way up. And he walked him. That's the first walk of the night. Mets were good in that department yesterday. They didn't walk anybody through 7 1/3 innings. Ernesto Mercedes had his bouts of wildness. Overcame those to throw two scoreless innings to preserve the shutout. Now with Scagno, 0-for-1 at the ground out. Baez playing in at third, maybe expecting a bunt. Pickoff throw goes to first. Not in time. Suero in a crouch at first base holding on Pineda. Not as tough to see at first base here as it is in Port St. Lucie, but still not easy. Pineda running, pitches outside. Perozzo unloads the tag. Safe. Well, Houck, that was a good pick by Collin on one bounce. Got the glove right on the leg of Pineda, who was apparently there first. And stolen base. Mets have only caught four base dealers this year. That is the 43rd stolen base against them. Not a strong suit of this year's squad to start. Pop up, shallow center. Morabito on the move. Everybody else clears out. He makes the catch. No tag from Pineda. Escanio is out number one. On the easy fly ball out. All the outfielders now involved for the Mets tonight. Now Salpino due up. Cranked an RBI double in the second. Hudepohl delivers. Swung on and missed, strike one. Hudepohl, 50 pitches so far through 2 1/3. Pitch home, sliced out of play. Getting to the point now where Mets pitchers are starting to creep towards the 80-pitch mark. If they can. Yesterday, Winninger, 82 pitches through his six breezy innings. Time called late. Called by Perozzo. Pitch clock was winding down. Perozzo saves the automatic ball. O-2 pitches, grounded to third. Baez checks the runner, throws to first. In time, Pino out, loses his helmet in the process. Two down. And Eastmith Pineda has to hold up at second base, where he was with no outs. He's there with two. Jack Moss, the nine-hitter and DH, left-handed hitter, will come in. He was the addition to the lineup when Jackson Miller was scratched pregame. Hudepohl delivers. Changeup outside, ball one. Moss 0-for-1 with the flyout to center back in the second inning. One out. Pitch outside and high. Two balls, no strikes. Daytona leads by two. Two outs in the fourth. 2-0 count on Moss. The pitch home. Skips in the dirt. Gets away to the backstop. Right through the wickets of Perozzo. Wild pitch. And Pineda travels down to third base. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. And the margin for error here decreases. Walk, stolen base, wild pitch. When you're down in the game, those are runs you don't want to give up. You try to come back. Pitch is apparently low for a ball. Should have been a strike. Right, borderline. Well, 2 walks in the inning. 2 outs sandwiched in between. Perozzo with the peek in the dugout now stands in front of home plate and relays the signs to the defense. Back to the top in Valdez, who's 0 for 2. Runners at the corners. Hudepohl delivers. Breaking ball, good one in there for a strike right across the chest. Valdez a ground out and a strikeout tonight. And his return to the team. Also the drop ball in center. So rough start for him. Hudepohl's pitch is grounded towards second. Mosquera waits. Fields unloads to first. Inning over. No runs score. Hudepohl dances around. The 2 walks. Good bounce back inning after he was struck by that comebacker. He's pitched 4 innings. He's been unscored upon in 3. We're off to the 5th at Jackie Robson Ballpark. Mets are down to the Tortugas. 3-1, you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald with you from Daytona Beach, Florida on Jeep Beach Week. Jeeps everywhere around town, world famous Daytona Beach. One of the few times I'll come to Daytona and avoid the beach. Just stay near the racetrack, which is awesome, by the way. Daytona International Speedway. Stone's throw from the team hotel. We're in the 5th inning. Mets trail 3-1. See if they can get something going against Jose Montero, who's looked good tonight. 4 innings, no earned runs. He's 8 innings, no earned runs against the Mets this year now. Cuevas at the plate takes ball one. And then is tied up for strike one. 8-9-1 in the Mets order. Cuevas 0-4-1 today. Ground out back in the second inning. Montero shakes off his catcher Duno. Now the pitch outside. Daytona scoring all 3 of its runs in the second inning. Back-to-back home runs from Duno and Almonte. An RBI double by Pino. Mets scoring their run on some luck and help. As this pitch is over for a strike. 2 outs. Fly ball dropped by center fielder Malvin Valdez. Colin Houck scoring all the way from first base. That in the top of the 3rd. That's your scoring summary to this point. Pitch is swung on and missed. Cuevas goes down on strikes. Not sure how many of those were actually strikes. 5 in a row retired by Montero. Seems to be getting stronger. Got to go back to Suero's double with 2 outs in the 2nd, their last hit. And the Mets are prone to do this. They will go long stretches hitless And then they'll have stretches of terrific offense, but just never quite know when that long stretch is going to come of silence. Again, they started the game with consecutive hits, and then Suero's double. They had three hits the first seven batters, and none since. Pitches inside to Mosquera. Recall Sunday's game against Tampa. Got eight runs in the first two innings, and I think they maybe had one or two hits the rest of the game. As this ball is cracked into right field, that's going to get down, a base hit for Mosquera right on cue. Spoken into existence. So Mosquera turns it over to the top of the lineup in De Los Santos, who is one for two with that double to lead off the game. That's just a hit or two away from evening things up. This pitch is a strike on the inside corner, the sweeper. Some movement in Daytona's bullpen down the left field line. They're going to get somebody loose outside for ball one. Meanwhile, in the Mets bullpen, silence. Udipol back out to work in the fifth. Bottom half, whenever that comes around. Montero throws home. Too high. Ooh, high strike. Mosquera on first has good wheels. Good size lead, not going. Fly ball hit off the bat of De Los Santos into left center. It's going to be Pineda making an awkward catch. And off his left hip for out number two. That's dangerous and unnecessary. Not exactly how they drew it up in the Tom Emanski instructional drills video. Two down, and Houck is up. Colin working on a good night, hitting a walk. And the Mets only run, batting the two-hole. Takes strike one. Looking for his first home run of the season. He's getting close. Oh, he had it on Sunday. A couple of long home runs in batting practice today. This is the ballpark to hit home runs in. Mets don't hit many home runs, period. If you're going to hit some, this is the place to do it. Friendly wind tonight, short dimensions. Pitch gets away from Duno. Can't find it, finally does. Mosquera up to second base. We'll see if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. It looked like he hit a lot of the mitt, but it was low. So runner in scoring position with two down. A hit could very well make it a one-run game. It's a hitter's count, 2-1. Montero looks back, throws home, and it's down and away for ball three. Now a real hitter's count for Houck, who's showing a good eye tonight. Montero running out of pitches here. That's 70 right now. 3-1 pitch to Houck. Inside, ball four. Colin on base for a third time. Hitting two walks. After the first two Mets are retired, the next two have reached. Or correction. Strikeout, single, flyout, walk. So interchanging base runners and outs. And Willie Blair, the pitching coach, will head out to the mound for a visit. So we have a critical at-bat coming up with Jesus Baez batting with the tying run on base. Baez put a ball in play last time that resulted in a run, and they didn't get an RBI out of it, a drop by Valdez in center. But this is a dangerous at-bat for Montero against a good hitter, one of the top run producers in the league in Baez. Long visit. Cameron Jones out to break it up as the mound visit clock hits zero. Around this time yesterday was when the Mets got their big two-out hit from Chris Suero to take the lead. Baez comes up looking to do damage. Good speed out there on the bases for the Mets. First pitch to Baez is taken low and away. Breaking ball off the mark. Baez 0 for 2 this afternoon. Montero look back to second. Pitch home is low. Being very cautious to the dangerous Baez. Second in RBI, second in total bases, third in doubles, third in extra base hits, fourth in total hits. That's the out he's trying to record right now. 2-0. No good. Oh, and Hauk is in a rundown. The throw to third base, and now Mascara's tagged out. What happened to the Mets on the bases? They run themselves out of the inning again. Some confusion with Mascara and Hauk. As Hauk was caught between first and second halfway, the throw goes from Pino back across the third to get Mascara. Oh, with Baez at the plate, it's the last thing the Mets wanted to do. Inning over. They do not score. Take the bat out of Baez's hands. It's 3-1 at the halfway point.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, still trying to wrap our heads around what just happened on the bases. Jesus Baez taking ball three. Mets on the verge of loading the bases, but for some reason, Colin Hauk found himself halfway between first and second base. It was a sitting duck for a pickoff. And then Diego Mascara knew that Hauk couldn't go back to first, had to try to go to second, so Mascara tries to go down to third. He's thrown out. So just not sure what was trying to be accomplished there. Did somebody miss a sign? As this is a swing and a miss by Ricardo Cabrera. That's why Hudepohl is back out there. But I can't imagine it was a double steal. Now at the 2-0 count and runners on first and second and two outs. I mean, that's and the great ability of Daytona to throw out runners. So something is amiss. You know, it's only known between teammates and the coaching staff down there. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, but this is now a disturbing trend for the Mets in this series. They have run themselves out of an inning on the bases four times in 14 innings this week. It didn't cost them yesterday. I think they very well could have scored five or six runs. They win 4-0, but this ball is fouled off. But down two runs with one of the top threats to driving runs in the league at the plate against a pitcher starting to labor. It just got bailed Daytona out big time. Certainly something to clean up moving forward the rest of this series. 1-2 pitch coming to Cabrera, and he will drive one foul again, nearly fell over himself across the plate. I guess it's a give and a take. Daytona gifted the Mets a run back in the third inning. Mets gift Montero out number three in the fifth, and they were really threatening. A 1-2 pitch. Hudepohl finally gets the strikeout. Swing and a miss looked like a good split as Cabrera goes down. And very quietly, Wyatt Hudepohl's had a nice turnaround in this game. He was ambushed in the second. Second inning sounded like this from the start. Home run, single, ground out, double. And he was down 3-0. He stranded a runner at third that inning. Stranded a runner at third in the fourth. And he's held serve, kept the Mets within striking distance. Maybe a night where he doesn't have his best stuff. Dominic Battelli has struck out twice tonight, five times in the series. Swings and misses at a pitch. It's 1-1. Daytona leads 3-1 in the fifth. They've been playing for about an hour and 14 minutes in Daytona Beach. Change up for a strike at 86, 1-1. Or correction, 1-2. Battelli will use that timeout. Hudepohl holding the setup now with 5 seconds left. Delivers ground ball to first. Suero backing up. He'll underhand it off to Hudepohl. Touches the bag. Two down. 3-1 put out. Hudepohl has a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. Hasn't had one since the first inning. Alfredo Duno has gotten him twice today, a single and a home run. Bat with the bases empty. First pitch away, ball one. Still have some sunlight out here at the ballpark. Lights are on. Beautiful twilight evening. As Hudepohl throws this changeup for a strike on the inside corner. Duno lifted his arms, tried to sell it as a ball. Duno listed at 6'2", 210, looks a lot bigger than that. International free agent signed last year. Again, he's a good-looking prospect in the Red system. Just 18 from Venezuela. Pitch. We're going to have a pitch clock violation. Perozzo ran out to the mound to try to save the pitch clock violation, but with the bases empty, you can't do that. They gave him the timeout. And now Julio Murillo is going to come down and argue this, and he should. Pitch clock about to expire. Perozzo jumps up for a mound visit to save it. That probably shouldn't be allowed, but it is. They're going to say mound visit, which, yes, you're entitled to do. That's not in the spirit of the pitch clock rule, but that is legal. They can do that. The catcher can save the pitcher. The pitcher can't step off and save himself. So kudos to Perozzo for seeing that. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt, 3-1. We've seen that this year before already. Bases empty, pitch clock about to expire, pitcher steps off the rubber, and that will not reset the clock with the bases empty. You're out of luck. It's an automatic ball. And this is ball four to Duno anyways. On for the third time. But, yeah, there's catcher Perozzo, correction, well within his rights to jump up and go have a mound visit. Now he's charged with the mound visit. But it saved an automatic ball, which, of course, ends up in a walk anyways at the end of the at-bat. Here's Almonte. He's 2-for-2. Duno short lead off of first base. Swings and misses at the slider. It'll be no 1-2-3 inning. So Almonte homered in the second and then hit a 109-mile-per-hour comeback off of Hudepohl's lower body backside in the third inning. So dangerous at bat right now. 0-1 pitch down and away. Ball and a strike. 3-1 Tortugas, two outs. Runner on first in the fifth. Udipol set. Throw over to first base. Not in time. Duno with that lead. He's not going anywhere, but for the Mets. Having been run on a lot this season. Have to check that box. 1-1 pitch. Too high. Rosso tries to frame it. Mets have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Lionel Ovias. Two-one pitch, low for ball three, and Hudepohl may be running out of gas here. Didn't walk anybody through the first three. Walk two in the fourth, one here in the fifth, and now falling behind a red-hot bat now, Monte, 3-1. Dangerous pitch about to be delivered. It's chopped foul, and we have a full count. So Vias apparently going to come in next, whether it be next inning or maybe this, after this at-bat. But he and Hudepohl are the pitchers attached to each other as time is called. And Jonah Tong, Austin Tresser. They're kind of attached to the hip. That'll be the duo tomorrow. Yesterday it was Wenninger and Mercedes. 3-2 pitch. Duno runs. Pitch is fouled back overhead. He'll do it again. The only Mets pitcher who's kind of solo on his own. No piggyback attachment was Cade Morris. I believe Cade's due to pitch Saturday. 3-2 pitch, Duno goes, pitch is hooked foul off the Mets dugout. Duno stretching those legs. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming from Hudepohl. Called third strike on the inside corner. And it was way inside. That was ball four. Hudepohl credited with the strikeout, two in the inning. Fans don't like it. And he tosses a season-high five innings, giving up three runs. He hung in there, that's for sure. And he has given the Mets a chance in this game. Still halfway to go. It's 3-1 Tortugas.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It appears that we are headed for a battle of the bullpens the rest of the way. Gabriel Aguilera is pitching for Daytona this inning. We expect Lionel Ovias to take over in the bottom half of the sixth for the Mets. Jose Montero, five innings, four hits, one run, unearned. Three walks and four strikeouts. He's up to nine innings against the Mets this year without allowing an earned run. Now here is Jesus Baez to lead off, and he takes the ball. And he takes a pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Aguilera into the game. There was a pitch down. Or ball one. So Baez was at the plate with a 3-0 count with two outs and two on last time. Only for the Mets to get run out of the inning on the bases. So didn't have a chance to either get on with the walk to load him up or get a hit. Potentially tie the game or draw the Mets closer. It's 0 for 2 tonight. Aguilera's pitch is grounded to short. Third correction. Waiting on it. Cabrera throw to first, and it's dropped by Pino, who had to jump off the base. This is going to be an E5 on Cabrera. Bad throw up the baseline. And Pino had to hop off, reached out, lunged in and out of the glove. That's the second error of the game by the Tortugas. The second one on a ball put in play by Baez. Ronald Hernandez at the plate, 0 for 2. Tough night, double play strikeout after a terrific game yesterday. That's baseball, Susan. One day you think you got it, next day it humbles you. There's another sport with the tiny white ball that will do that as well. Know a thing or two about that, of course. Blasted sport of golf. Unless your name is Scotty Scheffler, you never quite have it figured out. Here's a ground ball to second. Could be two again. Throw to second for one. Relay throw back to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Telly, good throw with Baez bearing down on him. And Hernandez's night. Well, it's not often you see a hitter hit to two double plays, but he has. That's the third double play hit into in half the innings at the plate for the Mets. And Nick Morabito takes a pitch inside. So Hernandez bouncing at the double play to end the first with runners at the corners. Barroso hitting to one in the second, and Hernandez again in the sixth. Morabito, a walk and a strikeout, takes one inside. Some controversy surrounding Morabito's strikeout in the fourth. He checked his swing. On appeal, it was called a ball, but then Daytona argued it was a foul tip, which, of course, a check swing on a foul tip strike two is an out. And that was what they settled with. Two on Morabito, and he takes the ball low. 3-0. Aguilar pitching in his fourth game. Two starts, two relief appearances. Looking for a quick sixth inning. And misses low for ball four. So two base runners in the inning, but two outs. Aguilera, 1.54 ERA across 11 and two-thirds innings, coming in with 14 strikeouts. He started game two of the year against the Mets. Hudepohl versus Aguilera matchup. He was okay. 2 2/3. Three hits, two runs. He walked five. Struck out three. So maybe the Mets should have done a little more with the five walks. As this pitch skips in to Barroso. His last two outings, nine innings combined, no earned runs, and only four hits. 11 strikeouts, so he's improved. One out, fastball, a good one at 91, zipped in for a strike. So Aguilera might be the final pitcher of the night for the Tortugas. Morbido's running, pitches a check swing. Duno, no throw from his knees. He cocked his arm back but did not pull the trigger. And Morabito has four stolen bases in this series. Daytona's only allowed 11 stolen bases on the year. He's in a scoring position. Barroso waits on the 2-1. The throw back to second. Got him. The Mets out on the bases to end the inning again. Five times. Now, in 15 innings, Morabito picked off. He's already in scoring position. So it continues to be an ugly situation for the Mets out there on the bases this week. That is how the sixth inning ends, a pickoff at second. We'll go to the home sixth. New pitcher coming on for the Mets, it's Lionel Ovias. Daytona leads 3-1.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Lionel Ovias is on the mound for the Mets, and he needs to have a good appearance here. Been around St. Lucie a long time now. All last year, essentially, and off to a rocky start this year. And the first pitch he throws is hit well by Pineda into left center. Morabito is there to make the catch, backed up by Cuevas. One pitch, one out. As Pineda not been retired by Hudepohl in his two trips to the plate. Hudepohl, again, hung in there. Five innings, six hits, three runs, three walks, six strikeouts. All three of the runs came in the second inning. So I'm looking at four of those five innings, goose eggs. Ovias throws a pitch low to Johnny Ascanio. So Ovias, 20 years old. It's, you got to remember, he's still very young. He was young for this league last year, still young for this league. Big guy, 6'3", 216. Fly ball into left. Cuevas ranging back. He's got another. Two quick outs here in the home sixth inning. But Ovias in three games out of the pen, mainly by Hudepohl, has an 8.59 ERA. Only 7 1/3 innings pitched. And he has been having trouble throwing strikes. There's a pitch to Pino. He has 8 walks and a hit batter in his 7 innings. 7 hits, 7 runs, all earned. There's a strike on the corner. Most of the damage, pretty much all the damage against him has been done at home. Maybe getting him on the road will help as this pitch misses. His one road game this year, April 12th at Jupiter, 3 shutout innings behind Saul Garcia. That was one of the better pitch games of the year by the Mets. 2-1 pitches outside. That was the game the Mets got 5 innings combined, scoreless from Garcia and Ovias, but couldn't hold on to a 4-0 lead at the 7th inning stretch. 3-1 to Pino, and it's outside for ball 4. Ovias against Daytona, game 2 of the season. 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs. He walked 4, struck out 2. He was once a top 20, top 15-ish prospect in the Mets system, but with all the trades last year, all the draft guys coming in, new international signees, he's been knocked out of the top 30 as this pitch comes inside. Moss at the plate. fly out into walk. Tobias the 1-0. Ground ball the first. Suero goes off of his glove, trickles down the line. Here's a backhanded toss by Mascara. Nearly works, but Moss is on base. This should be an E3. Sharp ground ball right to Suero. Just didn't get the glove down. Would have been an easy 3 and assisted out at first. And now it's first and second. A walk and an error. And the Ross lineup back to the top we go. And Valdez. Hand-operated scoreboard here in Daytona. I think I should have mentioned that early in the broadcast, maybe even yesterday, but guy on the ladder is already putting up the number one placard in the E column. Valdez takes a slider outside, ball one, and Perozzo's going to head to the mound. Another situation where a pitcher seems to have out number three in his back pocket and is forced to remain out there. So Perozzo giving him a little breather. Already running back. Suero, he's been very good defensively, catching first base, outfield. Was unusual for him. Swing and a miss on a high fastball at 91. Elias does have talent. Mets thought enough of him to make him the game one starter in the FSL Championship Series 2 seasons ago in Dunedin. 1-1 pitch is inside. He didn't pitch particularly well that night, but he hung tough. Held the rope, as they say. Mets were able to come back and win that game in the ninth inning on the 2-run home run by Carlos Dominguez. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. After two quick outs to start the inning, Obias trying to strand a pair, keep the Mets down just 2 runs through 6 innings. Looks back to second and Pino, throws home, and it's inside for ball three. Full count. Valdez tonight 0 for 3 from the leadoff spot. 2 groundouts and a strikeout. Payoff pitch. Runners go. Pitch is called. Third strike on the inside corner. And it was in there. And Valdez tried to sell it. Instead, he strikes out a second time. Good job by Ovias. Pitches a scoreless inning in relief. And strands a pair. We go to the seventh. Mets hanging around. Down only 2. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Wednesday night.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you, high atop the action. right on top of the grandstands, the bleacher seats, actually the covered seats here in Daytona. Sun is just about set as we begin the seventh inning. The new LED lights are on. Field looks great. As Vincent Perozzo back at the plate. Too many times this series has the Mets batter been at the plate, only to come up to lead off the next inning. Third of the time at the at bat this series, the Mets have made the last out running the bases poorly. It's not sustainable as this ball is fouled away. Three times today. Just wonder if they hadn't done that. Correction, twice today. Just wondering if they had not done that, would this game be tied right now? One, two, coming to Perozzo from Aguilar. Perozzo takes high. Aguilar got a double play in the pickoff in the sixth. There was an error and a walk in the inning. Only three batters came to the plate. Outside with the changeup, and it's a full count. Perozzo, 0 for 2. A double play ball and a ground out. Hitless in the series. He extended the hitting streak to 7 games on Sunday. Looking to get back on that horse. 3-2 pitch, and he will drive this out to left field, carrying on Pineda. It's over his head, and it's bouncing off the base of the wall. Perozzo chugs into second base with the leadoff double. And he's back on the horse. I think the Mets dugout got excited for a potential home run. And that ball fell short of the wall. The Mets got a home run by Suero on last Saturday night against Tampa. That was a big celebration in that dugout. These guys love to watch home runs. They love to hear the call of the bye-bye baseball. Just hasn't happened very often this year. So that got a rise out of the guys off the bat. Now Suero comes up. He swings and misses. And right now, if you're the Mets, this is the guy you want at the plate with the runner in scoring position. After yesterday's 4-RBI night, and a double in the second today. Trying to bring the Mets closer. Down just a pair of runs in the seventh. Oh, Suero gets hit in the side. Ouch. Right under the rib cage, just above the hip. And he will take his base in a painful way. He's not going to rub it. He takes off his equipment, which didn't help him. Heads down to first. Mets are threatening, folks. First and second. In the seventh, nobody out, down 3-1. Got Cuevas and Mosquera, 8-9 at the plate and on deck. Cuevas 0-2 with the ground out and the strikeout tonight. Aguilera's pitch, down low for ball one. Aguilera didn't like that baseball, wants a new one, and umpire obliges. Look back to Perozzo at second. 1-0. Big cut and a miss by Cuevas. A couple things the Mets have to do here if they want to cash in this inning. Don't run into an out in the base, and don't hit into the double play ball. Issue at the plate tonight as there's a throw back to second and Perozzo goes off of him and he's going to stay put. Whoa, that was close. Boy, if Patelli can catch that ball and it doesn't hit Perozzo, he's going to be out. Instead it hit Perozzo on the back of the right thigh. Maybe in the hamstring area and caromed out towards Ascanio at second. Two-one pitch, and it's low for ball three. Well, as the Mets made all these outs on the bases, Daytona's going to keep testing. Throw down from Duno, the catcher, nearly worked. That's a big pitch coming here. Cuevas hitters count 3-1, first and second, nobody out. Aguilera looks back to second. The pitch home is cut on and fouled away. Big swing from Cuevas. And the count runs full. foul ball might have caught a piece of the umpire. Cameron Jones walking around behind the plate. Now he's back. 3-2. Aguilera shook off Duno a couple of times, taking too long, and Cuevas takes the timeout. Now we're ready. Pitch. Outside. Ball four. Close pitch. What a take. It was out. Not by a whole lot. Tempting for sure. McQuaybos lets it pass. And the Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out. The tying run is now in scoring position. The go-ahead run is on first. Aguilera in trouble. Diego Mosquera is the batter. No mound visit. Mets down 3-1. Mosquera, the nine-hitter, 1-4-2 today. And right away, Cabrera, or rather Aguilar, steps off the mound. Or Aguilera. Now he's back on. One disengagement already. First pitch to Mosquera is taken for strike one. Good fastball inside corner. And Duno trots out to the mound for a visit. Interesting timing. Games around the Florida State League today, this becomes a critical game early because the other two teams in the East, Jupiter and Palm Beach, are both winning. Both those teams are 10-6, Daytona and St. Lucie, two games back at 8-8. So it could very well be a night where three teams in the East win and one loses. It's early, but you don't want to give up ground. Mound visit over. 0-1 pitch. Low. And Jupiter's winning 3-0 at home in the seventh inning over Dunedin. Palm Beach is up 2-0 at Fort Myers in the sixth. So game's still within range for the teams that are trailing. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball heading up the middle. It could be two. Stepping on second, throwing to first, double play. Ascanio to Pino. Mets get a run, but that will put a damper on the inning. The Mets have hit into now four double plays in seven innings tonight. Now Perozzo scores. Mosquera, no RBI. A 4-3 double play. Suero winds up at third base, sees the tying run. Back to the top, and strike one to De Los Santos. Well, so many chances for the Mets tonight. Hitting into four double plays, running into an out on the bases to end an inning twice. And after all that, only trailing by a run with the tying run 90 feet away. De Los Santos, 1-for-3, takes a pitch high. Ball into strike. One. Good pitch. 79. Call the strike at the knees. And it's 1-2. Daytona. Tying run at third base. Suero walking down the line. 1-2 pitch coming to De Los Santos from Aguilera. And it's in the dirt. Good stop by Duno. Mets sitting in a double play in the first inning, the second inning, the sixth inning, and here in the seventh. Picked off for out number three in the fourth inning and the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. And that one's a bleeder into shallow left field. It's dropping fast. It's down for a hit. The Mets have tied the game. De Los Santos dumps one into left center, getting it between Pineda and Valdez, and it's 3-3. And for all the consternation for the Mets with the double plays and the running and outs on the bases, they find themselves in a 3-3 game in the seventh inning. Down 3-0 early. They have fought back to tie it up. shaking off. That second inning on the mound. Now shaking off all the misfires at the plate and in the base running department. Colin Houck is up, has not been retired yet, and he fouls one away off to the right. Houck single and two walks. With De Los Santos on rehab assignment. Three hits in two games. Sometimes those rehab guys come in very rusty. He's trying to steal. Duno's throw to get him. Sails into center. De Los Santos is going to get up. He's going to try to go to third. Here comes a throw by Valdez, and that will be cut off. Jeffrey De Los Santos, stolen base, plus a throwing error. And now the Mets have the go-ahead run at third base. That throw was way offline, right out of the hand of Duno. No chance to stop that one from any infielder. Houck takes this pitch. It skips away, but not far enough. That's close. Close. Duno kept it near the dirt circle. Three-three game. Houck looking to break the tie. It's a 2-2 count. Aguilera's pitch. Right down the middle for strike three, and Houck knew it. The inning is over. Now the Mets score two runs. Two-out single by De Los Santos ties it up. He's stranded at third base. And at the seventh inning stretch, we have a new ball game, 3-3.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, folks, it's hard to make out what's happening in this game. Hard to predict it, what's going to happen. But we're in the bottom of the seventh, and a swing and a miss by Ricardo Cabrera. Lionel Ovias is on the mound. And the Mets, in some ways, fortunate to be tied at three, and others thinking maybe we should be leading 6-7-3. Last inning, two runs, got a couple of hits, a double play ball. They stayed out of that. Could still be batting and maybe in front. But from down three to tied late, a swing and a miss. Cabrera chased way out of the zone. And now, the Mets on the mound. There's been some walks, but you look at the scorebook right now, and Daytona doesn't have a hit since the third inning. They had four hits in the second. They had two in the third, and nothing since. So it certainly shifted in the Mets' favor as Batelli comes up, and he takes a pitch outside. He struck out twice. The second time he said a bad word, caught by all the crowd mics in the broadcast booths. He grounded out in the fifth. Ground ball to first. That's a fair ball. Sliding stop by Suero. Bobbles it. Throws to first. Got him. Oh, Suero. Tougher play this time. But he makes it. Sliding over the baseline. In and out of his glove. Off of his chest. Picks it up. Throws it to Ovias and gets the out. Call last inning. Suero had a similar ball. He didn't have to slide for it, but made an error. Maybe having a tough time on this artificial surface. Quickly, two outs, and Alfredo Duno is up. He's been a terrific bright spot tonight at the plate. The home run, a single, and a walk. Ended that streak of over 100-plus innings for the Mets pitching staff without a home run allowed back in the second. Val tips a strike. Again, Daytona scored all three runs tonight in the second inning. Back-to-back home runs for Duno and Almonte to start that inning. After Daytona went down in order in the first against Hudepohl. The Mets have gotten off the hook, by the way. Mets a run in the third, two more in the seventh. Battling back. Try to win a game and go over 500 for the first time since the first game of the season. 2-1 pitch. Good slider for a strike on the corner. 2-2 count on Duno. The pitch. Slider down and away. A full count. Since Daytona's last hit, they've worked four walks and reached on an error. No runs. The 3-2 pitch to Duno. And he hammers this ball to deep left. Cuevas backs up, makes the catch. Reaching up high, another smoked ball by Duno. That one, 101 off the bat, but can't get it to drop. It's a 1-2-3 inning turned in by the Mets for the first time since the first inning. Momentum has shifted here. We head to the eighth in a 3-3 game.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Tight ball game. Game two of a six-game series between the Mets and the Tortugas. Again, this has been a very even season series. Each team has won twice. Daytona came in with a +1 run differential. And it's 3-3 in the eighth as Jesus Baez comes up for the fourth time. He's 0-for-3, reaching on two errors. Daytona's played pretty good at defense this year, especially recently, but not tonight. Three errors in the E column as this pitch misses low. Now, only one of the errors cost them a run. That was the one that was dropped by Valdez back in the third inning. Two outs, allowing Houck to score from first base. Baez, a ground ball, and cut off by Cabrera. Bad throw last time. Bad throw again, but he's saved by Pino. Reached down and picked it out. A big first out in the top of the eighth. He throws that one away, and Bias is going to be up there on second base as the go-ahead run with nobody out. Now here's Hernandez, and a forgettable day for the nice young man. 0-for-3 with two double plays and a strikeout, and still got time to turn it around. And he was right in the thick of it yesterday with a double, a single, and half the run scored. A 1-0 pitch, a ground ball foul. Well, he can't do a double play this time. Nobody on base. Lionel Levias' night for the Mets appears to be done at two innings. Ryan Amons throwing in the bullpen. Hernandez brushed back on the high fastball. 2-1. Aguilera. Pitch home is high for ball three. Aguilera, inning number three of relief for him. Three-one pitch coming, and that's going to be a high strike. Hernandez was heading down to first base. Nearly took the elbow guard off. Payoff pitch. It's on the way. And that one's inside ball four. Way inside. No debate there. So Hernandez, he does get on base. That's his team high 16th walk of the year. Did the same shake off the first three plate appearances and reached first as the go-ahead run. And Nick Morabito will hit for the Mets, but not before there is a mound visit. So again, we'll take a spin around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. All the FSL teams enjoying good weather tonight. Jupiter leads Dunedin 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three outs to go for Jupiter. Lakeland crushing Tampa 13-1 in the sixth inning. Poor Tarpons. Clearwater beating Bradenton 4-3 in the eighth. Bradenton's 3-13 this year. Two of those wins coming in extra innings last week against Daytona. Fort Myers, hey, has come back and taken a 3-2 lead at home against Palm Beach. That game moving to the seventh. Again, the Mets trail Jupiter and Palm Beach by two games. Daytona also two games back. It's tight for 16 games, the 66-game half. Mound visit over. Nick Morabito is up. He's walked twice. Good on base day for Nick. One out, a strikeout. See if he can put the ball in play here. Hernandez stretching the legs out off of first with a short lead. Actually, do we have a pinched runner out there? I think we do. Is that Donovan Antonia? Yes, it is. I was going to say, did Ronald Hernandez shrink? No, just Antonia, who pinch ran for Hernandez on Saturday and scored the winning run. Pitches inside. Well, Hernandez serving as the DH, so there will be no changes in the field. A faster runner here in the eighth inning, representing the go-ahead run. 1-1 to Morabito. Slider for a strike on the corner. 1-2. Well, Donovan Antonia, a former Daytona Tortuga, acquired by the Mets. Rule 5, minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft in December. And a very short lead. Pitch is fouled away. It's a short lead, but as the pitcher, Aguilera, goes into the lineup, Antonia has taken a bigger lead. He's running. Ground ball. Base hit into right field. Antonia doesn't see it, and he's got to stop at second. Oh, he didn't know it was a base hit to right field. He just slowed down at second, and he should be at third. That was not what the Mets were looking for. I'm not sure why Antonia stopped. He should know it was a base hit. So he winds up at second, eased into the bag instead of hustling and making the turn. And Mets base running today and this series has been head-scratching. Instead of being at third with one out, he's at second and one out. That's a break for the Tortugas. Julio Murillo, the manager, has just made a pitching change. Aguilera coming out, new pitcher coming in. We'll have who that is on the other side of the break.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
First and second in a tie game of the eighth. Vincent Perozzo, the pit batter. Dylan Simmons, the new pitcher, and he wants a new ball. Simmons is a big boy, 6'3", 245. Born in Jacksonville, hails from Pitt Panther. 15th round pick last year by the Reds. Perozzo doubled last time up, got the Mets rally in the seventh start of their game-tying rally. And it's a breaking ball for a strike. Simmons has been good this year. He's not allowed an earned run in three games, five innings. Seven strikeouts, only one walk, and only three hits. So he's into the game in a big spot. Pitch is too high for a ball. Back to that last play. Let's credit Nick Morabito with the hit. Another opposite field hit, by the way. On base three more times today, six times in the series. He might be your league on base percentage leader at the end of the night. That's the good news. Perozzo, fly ball, deep right field. Almonte goes back. He jumps up, and he can't get it. It's off the wall. Antone is being waved in. He's going to score. Morabito's going to third. It's a stand-up double by Perozzo. He just missed a home run. Almonte just missed an out, and the Mets have taken the lead. Down 3-0 early. They've rallied to go up 4-3 in the eighth. Doubles in consecutive innings for Perozzo, who was having a terrible time to start this series. Three strikeouts yesterday, a double play, and a ground out the first two times today, but he's turned it right back on. The Mets have their first lead. Runners at second and third. Suero's up, a chance for more. Infield is in. Simmons is coming set. Pitch home. It is swung and missed. Suero trying to go for the downs. Vincent Perozzo, Ford State League veteran, coming up with a big hit. Pitch home, too high. Well, this feels like a make or break point in this game. If Suero can get a hit and get this lead to 6-3, Mets would be in great shape. One pitch. Pitch at 88 outside. Two balls and a strike. Suero tonight. Double and a hit by pitch. Simmons, the 2-1. Suero takes high, ball three. Staying patient, that pitch like the prior one, not that far removed from the strike zone. Good pitch to hit here, 3-1. And he takes it for a strike. That was a well-placed pitch by Simmons. Top of the strike zone, inside corner. 3-2. Simmons looking for a strikeout. Suero trying to get another run in. Pitch is swung on and missed. Key strikeout there as Suero goes down swinging. Route number two. Runners remain at second and third. The defense will back up as Cuevas comes to the plate. And Cuevas, probably his most important at bat of the season, came Saturday night in the eighth inning, down three runs, a two-run double. This probably the second most important at bat he's had all year. Trying to pad a one-run lead in the eighth. First pitch, high strike. Simmons going with the slider. Cuevas tonight 0 for 2 with the walk and a strikeout. Morabito on third. Perozo on second. The pitch fouled back and it's nothing in two. Now Simmons looks like he's settling in, pumping the strike zone. Mets have taken the lead on the Perozo RBI double. Golden opportunity to add a run, maybe two. The pitch fouled away as Cuevas plays spoiler. Amens for the Mets still throwing in the bullpen, although right now he's just standing and waiting. Simmons ready with the 0-2 again, and he gets the strikeout. Cuevas went too far in the check swing. So Mets at second and third. One out, back-to-back strikeouts. They'll have to settle for just the RBI double, which has given them their first lead. Now can they hold on to it? It's 4-3 Mets halfway through the eighth inning. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets down 3-0 early, hitting into all sorts of double plays, running into outs on the bases. But they have steadied themselves. They've scored four unanswers. And now can Ryan Amens find six outs of scoreless baseball? That's asking a lot. As Ariel Amonte comes up, lefty-lefty matchup, and Amens pitches a strike over the plate. The lefty, 6'205", 23 years old, drafted last year in the 10th round by the Red Sox out of Clemson. Didn't pitch in their organization, was traded in December to the Mets. As this ball is grounded foul. And the pitchers the Mets sent to the Red Sox, Justin Slayton, never even pitched for New York. So that's an oddity there. He hasn't been used much here in St. Lucie. This is only his third game. He was the last pitcher to be used this season. Took until deep into the Jupiter series to get on the mound. 0-2 pitch to Almonte, and he bounces it. Well, he's got Almonte, a lefty, then a righty, Pineda, and then a switch hitter, Escanio. Jack Moss, the nine hitter, is a lefty. Patelli's a lefty, so there's a handful of lefties for him to deal with tonight, plus the switch. Ammons, the 1-2, gets the strikeout on the slider. Started it outside, went even more outside. One down in the home eighth. Lionel Ovias, let's give a hat tip to him. Two hitless, scoreless innings. Overcame a walk and an error, struck out one. Pitcher of record for the Mets. Here's Pineda, who's 1-for-2, and he will fly one high in the sky to left. Ballpark is going to hold it. De Los Santos underneath makes the catch for out number two. And Daytona has not produced a hit since Almonte's two-out single in the third. And the big inning in the second with the back-to-back home runs, four total hits, an RBI double mixed in there. Early hasn't done much of anything since. As Escanio comes up, 0-for-3. Now we know Escanio has power as he drives one out of play. That home run against Brett Banks against the Mets. The ninth inning, series finale, opening weekend. Two outs, two strikes. What on an 0-2 pitch, it was a very odd time for a home run to occur. There's a pop-up on the infield. This is playable. Ammons is calling for it. Suero's going to make the catch as the wind blew it back towards the mound. Well, Ryan Ammons, if you blinked, you missed that inning. Easy does it. 1-2-3. The Mets will take their 4-3 lead to the ninth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets looking for some insurance here in the ninth inning. They're hoping for insurance in the eighth with runners at second and third, one out. Couldn't get those guys in to pad it to 5 or 6-3. And Ryan Ammons trying to make that a really moot point as Ammons just turned in a 7-pitch, 1-2-3 inning. And he will handle the ninth with the lead. Mets will try to add to it. Your Mets organizational scoreboard update tonight. New York salvaged their series in San Fran, won 8-2 in the finale. Mets end up 3-3 on that West Coast road trip. But I think if you told Mets fans you're going to go to L.A. and San Fran, you're going to walk out 3-3, they would have taken that. Now, after they started 2-0 in L.A., they probably would not have. But in totality, Mets will travel back to Citi Field, a 14-12 record, 3-3 West Coast swing. Diego Mosquera leads off, and it's a ball and a strike count to him. Dylan Simmons continues to pitch. Chopping ground ball to short pick, nice by Patelli. Throws to first and has the out. Short hop, no problem for Dominic Patelli off the AstroTurf. Field turf. Nobody's playing on AstroTurf anymore. Hopefully not. One out in the home top of the ninth. Syracuse is up 4-0 at home against Columbus. Trying to go 2-0 in that series against the Guardians affiliate. Binghamton beating New Hampshire 7-3 in the seventh, trying to even that series at a game apiece as De Los Santos takes a strike. Brooklyn all over Wilmington 10-3. Hey, Gilbert Gomez's squad looking good to go above 500 at 9-8. It's Brooklyn after a shaky start, a 1-5 start, getting it together, similar to what's happening here in St. Lucie. After a 4-8 start, the Mets are three outs away from getting a fifth straight win and going over 500, first time since day one of the year. Work to do, though. De Los Santos, 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot tonight. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Simmons's pitch is fouled away. De Los Santos, game-tying, two-out RBI single in the seventh. Seemed to take some of the air out of the stadium and the Tortugas as he dunked one into left center. Another 2 pitch again, and he strikes out in the high fastball. So Simmons came into the game, gave up the go-ahead RBI double to Perozo, which counted against Aguilera, but he has struck out 3 of the next 4. And Houck will come up with 2 outs and nobody on. First pitch, breaking ball too high. Collin today 1-for-2, a single, a strikeout, and 2 walks. The pitch swung through and missed. Nothing in correction, 1-1. Pitch too far inside. The change up to 87. Hitters count 2-1. Simmons the pitch, fouled away. And Nubber off to the Mets' first base dugout. Daytona in the ninth will have 8-9-1. Pino, Moss, and Valdez. Only one hit between that trio in this game. 2-2 pitch, and Houck will take one just off the plate. Now, Duno framed it, waited for the call, didn't get it, and then started running off to the side. It was out, according to TrackMan. Interesting timing from Duno. When you frame it, you don't get the call. Usually you just throw it back. You don't start heading out. 3-2 pitch coming to Houck, and that is going to be ball 4. So Collin with the third walk tonight. And with 2 outs, maybe he runs. Trying to get up into scoring position. Mets have, I'd say, successfully stolen some bases this series. They have had their issues getting thrown out on the bases, that's for sure. But they've done better than most actually stealing bases against Daytona than the other teams. Here's Jesus Baez. Cool night for him. 0-for-4, reaching on 2 errors. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing in one as Simmons comes set. Pitches inside. Corner for a strike. Tried to sell it. It's too far in. Well, this is the same setup as the Mets had in the fourth inning. 2 outs. Houck worked a walk. Baez flew one to center. It was dropped. Houck scored. The Mets leading by 1. How huge was that? Simmons holding as long as he can the 0-2. And he gets the strikeout on the fastball. Inning is over. 2 strikeouts for Simmons. So the Mets will have to hope one run is enough. Can they close the deal? Down 3-0 early. They've rallied to take a 4-3 lead. They're 3 outs away from going up 2-0 in this series.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here we go in the bottom of the ninth. Ryan Amon's back to work. First pitch to Pino is a ball low. This is a huge at-bat because you have the lefty Jack Moss, the nine-hitter, next. So if Amon's can get through this at-bat against Pino, and he's set up against the lefty. 1-0 pitch. A low strike. Pino did not like it. Pino today 1-for-3 with the RBI double and a walk. Really, it's been Duno and Almonte doing most of the damage for Daytona. Inning. Pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-2. Amon's needed just 7 pitches to mow through Almonte, Pineda, and Ascanio. Strikeout, flyout, pop out in the eighth. A fresh arm. The 1-2 pitch to Pino. Fouled off again with the fastball at 91. Amon slowly coming set. Pitch clock winding down to 2. Swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt. Peroso's going to pick it up, throw down to first. Low throw, but caught by Suero for out number 1. Buried that pitch low. Could afford 2 with 2 strikes. And Julio Murillo, the manager, is going to come out and make, bring in a pinch hitter, Connor Burns. So Burns has light towered power. Cold off the bench will pinch hit for Moss, and obviously this is the right move, taking the lefty out of there and putting in a bigger power threat. You don't get a lot of pinch hitting at this level in the minors. There's not a lot of matchup creation by managers. So it's interesting and kind of nice to see it at this level. First pitch to Burns. Takes a strike on the corner. Burns has one of the 4 home runs hit by players against the Mets this year. He's got 2 home runs and 10 RBI in the season. 785 OPS. Amon's the 0-1 pitch. Strike 2, even though it was dropped by Peroso, caught the outside corner. Burns yesterday went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Batted in the middle of the order, only got up 3 times. That's how anemic Daytona's offense was yesterday. 1 out in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets lead by 1. 0-2 pitch is fouled off. Amon's came right at him with the fastball. Maybe seeing if his bat is slow off the bench. It's not like Burns has been out in the cages all night, staying loose. Amon's, will he try to waste one? 0-2. The pitch, he does. It's inside. A fastball moved him off the spot. Stuck with the fastball. Way in. Simmons looks in. He shakes off Perozzo. Maybe we'll get something other than the heater. A 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away. Sharp slider. Defensive swing by Burns. Give him credit. He just come in and battled. Not an easy thing to do. Hitting a baseball, the hardest thing to do in sports. And you add into it, you're in a one-run game in the ninth. Cold off the bench, pinch hitting. Heyman shakes off Perozzo a couple of times. Comes set for another 1-2. Pitch on the way. Fouled away again. Went high and out with the fastball, and Burns spoils. This gets more impressive by the pitch for Connor Burns. What else can Amon's throw at him? Just trying to move that fastball around. Still ahead 1-2. Can afford to maybe waste another. A 1-2. Breaking ball, and that's nubbed foul. Burns reaching across the plate to tap it to the backstop. Amon's undeterred. He keeps coming at him. Amon's set. A 1-2. Fly blown out of play. Right side. Well, this becomes a momentum at bat now. If he can somehow get on, that's going to spark the whole team for Daytona and the whole crowd, most of which remain. It'll be a big lift for the Mets if they can retire Burns. 1-2 again. Outside. Looked like he went with the changeup. Burns lets it pass. Two balls, two strikes. A worthwhile try off the plate. See if he can get an easy swing and miss. 2-2. Foul back. The fastball. And Amon's looks out towards center as if to say, I can't believe this. Just can't put him away. This is the 11th pitch of the at-bat. Just outside with the slider. Great take. It will be a 12-pitch at-bat. Ball three from 0-2 to 3-2. Amon's ready with pitch 12 of the at-bat. He walked in. High fastball. Cheering from Daytona's dugout. Fans erupt. Connor Burns, what a job. 12-pitch at bat, works a walk. He's the tying run at first base. And the winning run, Malvin Valdez, comes to the plate. Almost a little surprised here that there's not a mound visit from Perozzo, at least to spell Amon's, let him catch his breath. And we play on. First pitch comes home, and it's outside for ball one. Amon seems to fall off the side of the mound there. At bat of the night, turned in by Daytona. They've hit a couple home runs. That was as good as any at bat we've seen. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball as Valdez tried to end the game right there. Valdez in his return to action tonight off the IL, 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. The top three hitters in Daytona's lineup, 0-for-12, six strikeouts. Pitches outside, Amon's overthrows, and it's 2-1. Starting towards the end of that at-bat against Burns, he seemed to try to gear up for a little extra. 4-3 Mets, one out, one on, bottom nine. The 2-1 pitch, way outside, 3-1. And again, after that battle, it was surprising that nobody went out and talked to Amon's just to spare him a breath. That seems to have carried over to this at-bat. Struggling to find the strike zone, in danger of pushing the tying run up to second, bringing the winning run onto the bases. 3-1 on Valdez. Dangerous pitch coming here. Amon's delivers, and it swung on and missed. Good slider. Or strike two. And with one out and a full count, does Burns take off? And he's a catcher, and he's got a short lead. payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Pitch goes to the backstop. Burns is going to round second, and he's going to hold there. A wide turn. Back-to-back walks with one out in the ninth. And this all stems from Burns down 0-2 in the count, fighting back for a 12-pitch at-bat walk. Again, Amons, the first four batters he faced in this game, didn't even throw 12 pitches. And now we will have that mound visit. And the Mets will get activity going in the bullpen. Again, this was always going to be a big ask. On the road, one-run lead, trying to pitch two innings. We breeze through the eighth. Now we have drama in the ninth. And you have to wonder just how much gas does Amons have left in the tank after exerting all that effort against Burns and then having to go 3-2 on Valdez. Looks like Jawilmy Ramirez in the bullpen. No, it's Alan Perdomo working down the right field line. So, Ricardo Cabrera comes up. He's 0 for 4, two strikeouts, tying run in scoring position, winning run on for the Tortugas as Amons delivers the first pitch, and it's dribbled foul off to the first base side. Mets would desperately love a double play. You do have the lefty Patelli on deck, assuming that he bats if it gets to that point. 0-1 pitch, Cabrera takes low for ball one. Cabrera flyouts to right and left. Last two at-bats, strikeouts. 1-1. Line drive into the gap in right center field. That's down. That's going to tie the game. The pinch runner, Valdez. He's being waved home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Peroso fields it. Tag! He got him out. Did he get him? Yes! Yes, he got him out at the plate. And now a runner going to third. Oh, he threw it away! Peroso from his backside throws it away down the left field line. Here comes the winning run in Cabrera, and Daytona celebrates the walk-off win as it all comes unglued in the bottom of the ninth for the Mets. Oh, they threw a relay to the plate to nail Valdez, and then Cabrera was running the third, and Peroso, ill-advised, threw from his backside to third base, sailed it down the left field line, and that allowed Cabrera to score. Unbelievable finish as the Mets lose a heartbreaker. Stunned down the first base side. And it all started with Connor Burns. That's his win. That's Connor Burns' win right there. More so than it's a win by Cabrera or a loss by Amons. Julio Maria with the move of the night to pinch hit Connor Burns turned this whole game around. And the Tortugas, the lights show is flashing with their new LED lights as they mob Cabrera at the plate. Oh, boy, the Mets saw some shaky defense against Tampa. That was actually a good defensive play until the end. And then really a panic move by Peroso as the Mets get the out at home plate for out number two, but then throw it away to lose the game. 5-4 Daytona wins on a walk-off. We'll step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Daytona's 5-4 win over St. Lucie.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona Beach, Florida, wrapping up a wild scene here as the Tortugas stun the Mets on the last play of the game. Win 5-4 to even the series at a game apiece. They break the 8-8 tie with the Mets and improve to 9-8. The Mets lose and go 8-9. That's a tough way to end a four-game winning streak. The Mets were right there for a five-game winning streak, and then it all changed in the Connor Burns plate appearance. A few things to note before we dive into the run-scoring summary. But the Mets certainly had their chances to have a bigger lead in this game. They hit into four double plays. They ran into the out number three on the bases twice. And then they had second and third in the eighth inning, having just taken the lead. And then consecutive strikeouts prevented them from scoring an insurance run or maybe two. And we knew right there, as us in the press box when we went to break right there, and said, boy, that's going to really make things interesting to end this game, because the Mets have gotten a hit there, a sac fly, a ground ball that brings in a run, and it's 5-3. That might do it. But Dylan Simmons, he gave up the RBI double to Perozzo to break the tie, but he did not surrender anything more, and that gave Daytona a shot. They hadn't done anything on offense since the third inning, but they were down just a run. And as a friend told me long ago, if it's a one-run game in the ninth inning in the Florida State League, all bets are off. And that's exactly how it played out. So let's dive into the scoring summary tonight. We begin in the second inning. After a 1-2-3 first inning, Wyatt Hudepohl was greeted rudely in the second. Back-to-back home runs by Alfredo Duno and Ariel Amante. Mets had only given up two home runs all season coming into that inning, and they give up home runs, Hudepohl does, on back-to-back. E. Smith Pineda then singled after a ground out, moved him to second. Pino hit an RBI double, and it was 3-0 Daytona, so they had gone 10 straight innings without a run in the series. All of a sudden, they score three in the second. Then they didn't score again through the next five innings as the Mets built their comeback. It started in the third inning when Colin Houck scored from first base on a drop fly ball by Valdez in center field with two outs off the bat of Baez. Then in the seventh inning, Perozzo hit a double. Suero was hit by a pitch. A walk low to the bases. Diego Mosquera then hit into a double play, the fourth and final double play the Mets hit into. And it was a 3-2 game as a run scored. And then De Los Santos eased some of that pain with a two-out bloop RBI single that tied it 3-3. But the Mets were hoping with the bases loaded, no outs, that might be a three-run inning for the lead. So it was 3-3 after seven. And then in the eighth inning, a one-out walk, then a single by Morabito brought up Vincent Perozzo against the new pitcher Simmons. Perozzo doubled. Off the bat, it looked like he might have cleared the wall for a three-run homer, but the ball just didn't carry. It almost didn't get to the warning track, but it did get over the head of Almonte, and that RBI double broke the 3-3 score, gave the Mets the 4-3 lead. Mets were again set up second and third, one out, could not get those crucial insurance runs in that would have maybe put an end to this game. Daytona went down 1-2-3 in the eighth inning against Amons, and all of a sudden now we're thinking, well, if that's the way it's going to be, one run might do it. But again, Florida State League, one-run lead in the ninth, you don't know. The Mets have won three games this series, entering the ninth when trailing by a run. So maybe it was overdue to come back the other way. Inning started with the Yasiel Pino strikeout, and then the managerial move of the game by Daytona as Julio Murillo pinch hits Connor Burns, backup catcher tonight, cold off the bench, right-hander. He didn't want to have Jack Moss up there, the lefty against the lefty Ryan Amons. Connor Burns falls behind 2-0, battles off several fastballs, sliders, just tapping them, staying alive, forcing Amons to try something different, pitch out of the zone. He did not give in. He worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch, a 12-pitch at-bat. Amons seemed a little gassed after that. No mound visit, right to Malvin Valdez, fell behind him, walked him. Then came the mound visit, then came Ricardo Cabrera, who belted an RBI hit into right center field. The first hit, by the way, since two outs in the third inning for the Tortugas. Burns, who was on second base, scored easy. Aggressive send by Murillo, trying to throw, send Valdez home from first base to win the game. Great relay from Morabito to Mascara to Perozzo. Perozzo fields the one hopper into his chest, tags out Valdez on the dive at the plate. Appeared to be the right call. That's the second out. While that's happening, Cabrera, who is on second, races to third base. The Mets start pointing to third base, and Perozzo should have just held on to the ball sitting down. Instead, he threw the ball on his side, and it sailed over third base, and in comes Cabrera. It's the Little League home run. An error on Perozzo. Again, I know the Mets were all excited. Hey, throw to third, throw to third. Perozzo, I'm sure he regretted it immediately. Hold on to that ball. It's a tie game. There's two outs, and you still got a chance to force extra innings. But as soon as he cocked his arm back, it was almost a gasp and saying, oh, no, don't let this happen. And sure enough, that ball sailed 10 feet over Baez's head at third base down the line, and Cabrera could have crawled home at that point. So what a way to finish as Cabrera hits that ball and scores on the same play to bring in two runs. And that's just a heartbreaker for the Mets. They've won their share of games late to break hearts of other teams. But this time they're on the other end of it. And it's a real shame because that's a tough way for a five-game winning streak to be spoiled. It ends at a four-game winning streak, but to be down 3-0 on the road and to come back and tie the game and take the lead in the seventh and eighth innings is pretty impressive. Just couldn't quite finish it there in the ninth. Again, you can say maybe it shouldn't have come to that. They could have scored some more runs if they didn't hit the double plays, if they didn't run an outs on the bases, if they had gotten a sac fly or put the ball in play there in the eighth inning after Perozzo gave them the lead. But to even be in the conversation down 3-0 early without much happening on offense, a lot of credit goes to the Mets for hanging in there and giving themselves a chance at the win. And unfortunately, you're on the road, hostile environment, one-run lead in the ninth. That is never safe. You're never comfortable. You never feel like it's over until it's actually over. And today the Mets experienced the sour end of that. Box score starting with the line score. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Mets. It's their first loss when out hitting a team. Daytona, 5 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. For the Mets, Jeffrey De Los Santos and Vincent Perozzo have multi-hit games. Perozzo hits 2 doubles. He's up to 6 on the year, which takes over the team lead. Hauk had 3 walks and a hit. Morabito had 2 walks and a hit. Suero had another double. He's got 2 this week. For the Tortugas, Duno and Almonte did most of the damage. They accounted for 4 of the 7 hits. Home run for each. Cabrera made his 1-hit count. He was 0 for 4, but finishes 1 for 5 with a double. Pitchers in the game, Wyatt Hudepohl, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He shook off that second inning nicely. 4 out of the 5 innings he pitched, he did not surrender a run. Ovias, 2 scoreless and hitless innings with the walk and 2 strikeouts. Amons, that's a tough loss. Inning and 2/3, a hit, 2 runs, only 1 earned, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. For Daytona, Montero, the starter, 5 innings, 4 hits, a run, unearned, 3 walks and 4 punchouts. Aguilera, 2 1/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 walks and a strikeout, and Simmons gets the win in inning and 2/3. A hit, an inherited run allowed, but none of his own. A walk and 4 strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 1,222 baseball-loving souls here in Daytona. Well, it appears we are in for quite a series. Both games well played, at times tight, thrilling. And we have 4 more to go, including tomorrow night, another 6:35 first pitch. Weather looks good. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:25. Mets are now 8-9, Daytona 9-8. Mets can get back to 500 and level with Daytona tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Daytona Beach, the Tortugas 5, the Mets 4. I am Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.